There you go. It's 7:40. Word is that by the end of the day today, those ramps over there at Welborn Road and University, it'll all be back open, lights will be operating, everything will be the way it was supposed to be. If you just kind of stayed away from there. And they were pretty smart to do it during the break when the students weren't here. But it jammed up traffic down there on that end of University Drive. So all supposed to be done and right with the world by this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to today's little quiz about current events and pop culture and stuff. Tom, you're pretty much doing this alone because Chase and I talked about this. Inadvertently, I talked to Chase about this. So Chase already knows the answer.
Okay.
And if he happened to be paying attention while I was talking, there's a chance that he didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could actually see if I was listening
to
you.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll see. So today's topic is the Vatican.
I've been there.
Okay. News is making the rounds this week about another Vatican controversy concerning what? Is it A, penance, B, purgatory, C, plagiarism, or D, a global shortage of pointy hats?
Okay.
B, C, or D? It's penance?
Would you give me A, B, C again?
I will. A is penance, B is purgatory, C is plagiarism, and D is pointy hats. Plus, we have music.
I'm going to say it's either B or C. I'm going to guess and say C, plagiarism.
It is. It's plagiarism. Right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You don't win anything.
Wait, I'll just take a prize since I have them here.
There you go. Yeah. The Vatican conceded this week they needed to come up with, they had 22 new cardinals, okay? And so they needed to do...
offense and defense for Arizona.
Yeah, there you go. They needed to do a mailing to journalists about these 22 new cardinals. Now, generally, when you are in a high-profile situation and people need to know your bio, you give them a little sheet to fill out, and they do their bio, or they provide their bio. Well, I guess they didn't ask them to do that. So the bios were basically cut and pasted out of Wikipedia without attribution. And the Vatican spokesman said, well, the staff was in a hurry. And they went in, and again, these are 22 new cardinals. Some of the bios mentioned that they happen to be Catholic. So anyway. And you know Wikipedia, the information is always correct. It's always accurate. Okay. I'm guessing there may be some new people working there soon.
I notice on Wikipedia now, I guess maybe for a while now, they actually have pictures of the author.
Well,
I guess of the original author. Yes, it is, yeah. Right?
Or they'll have messages from contributors saying, please, 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 please don't do that. Right?
Yeah. Well, they'll have, there's a big old picture sort of on the banner on top of it.
I don't know. I've never read it. It usually says a message from somebody, right? Isn't that right? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention, right? There we go. So it did what it was supposed to do. Uh-huh. All right, here we go. Rules for texting etiquette. See how many of these you're doing, okay? Rules for texting etiquette. Just keep them in mind. Don't need to follow them. Just, you know. If you're out with a friend for a coffee or a beer or dinner or whatever, don't check your texts. The exception would be if you have somebody else who is coming to join you. Uh-huh. They might be texting you to let you know where they are.
If they're running late or something like that.
Or if you are waiting for some kind of urgent news. And, of course, you can define what urgent news is, I suppose. But
urgent news could be that you're waiting to hear back from a friend that you might want to hang out with more than the one that you're hanging out
with. That's true. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Yeah. Don't leave the phone on the table so that it can beep or buzz or ding or vibrate or create distractions.
Put it in my pocket.
I'm just saying. Okay.
It's hard to get out. You know?
Number three, don't text and drive. Gosh, we've never talked about that. Yeah. Number four, don't text every single thing. Don't text every single thing you're doing all the time.
No, that's what Twitter's for.
Yeah. Dang. Because, I mean, what? Chase, I texted you like how many times yesterday?
OMG,
yeah.
LOL.
Yeah. If the question you're texting requires a complicated answer, pick up the phone and call.
Oh, my goodness, no.
I know.
When we talk to people.
I will tell on myself. I texted a friend day before yesterday, and he texted me back, and then so I texted him another question, so he calls.
Yeah.
And I answered the phone, and I said, you're not much of a texter, are you? He said, I'm driving.
Yeah. And again, that thing you're texting with, does have phone capability.
Yeah.
You really can do
it
that.
It does. It actually makes calls also.
Oftentimes, if that person that you're texting's name is right there, you can punch the number, and it will actually call them for you. It's really amazing. All right. Texting all the time makes you... Oh, if you go for this.
I thought you were doing scales for a second.
Texting all the time makes you look like a 13-year-old girl.
What if you are a 13-year-old girl?
Okay. There you go.
OMG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you work in an office...
You're not listening to this station, so I know it didn't offend anybody.
That's true. I love this. If you work in an office, turn off or turn down the sound of notifications. Yeah, that'll never happen. Do not drunk text someone. Yeah.
Okay. Dear boss.
Yeah, really.
I've always wanted to tell you.
Yeah,
that.
Okay. And use your emoticons wisely.
Scott, you need to learn about
What's
that.
What's emoticon?
I really that, do. That, I that really
something
do.
For a stomach you, disorder?
You send,
or
you send way too many frowny faces.
I really
oh,
do.
Oh, those are.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. And you get the big lip one where my lip comes out. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, if you can't follow these simple rules.
I don't think you can do that, but sure.
I am. Yeah. Never leave the house. Just hang on to your phone all day long. But there you are. Just ways to behave with your phone. Ooh. Now, one of the football games this weekend has the two highest profile quarterbacks in the NFL? Is that right? I mean, Tim Tebow and
Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. Would that make sense? Mm-hmm. Is that probably right?
Yeah.
Hello.
If Alexander Graham Bell just would roll up his grave, if he knew that we reverted back to Morse code.
Yeah.
Essentially, yes.
Very true. That's very true. So Tim Tebow and Brady, and you know. The Tim Tebow thing could just blow up this weekend, couldn't it? I mean, you know, if he doesn't do well.
Or if he does well.
Yeah. Or it could. Now, he's got a book out. Is that correct? Is some of this maybe for a book he's got out?
I hadn't heard.
Do we know? Okay. Well, for their part, Katy Perry's parents are ready to just be all over Tim Tebow. They think he is Mr. Right for Katy Perry.
Really? Well,
yeah.
They're probably right.
Well, yes, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
They're thinking, you know, it'd be
it put her on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, they, in fact, are trying to figure out a way that they can get him out to their church there in Huntington Beach, California, so that maybe he can meet Katy. They could become a dreamy couple.
I'm
together.
Sure he'd be smitten right off.
Oh,
the bat.
Yeah. I don't think there's any.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, just a little FYI for Tom. Emoticon is the Viking god of emotions.
Just a second. Let me get my pen. The Viking god of emotions.
The Viking god of emotions, yes. And when you're having a tough day, you pray to emoticon, and everything will be fine.
Folks everywhere know that.